Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, January 30th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today as we have an open line Monday. I know open line Mondays are usually popular, and people tend to call in and actually get to talk about what is trending on Facebook, what is trending on social media, and of course, what is trending in the news. And of course, they usually would like for me to make commentary on what they have to say and engage me about what is happening around the Bahamas. But as usual, I have one or two things I would like to talk about, right? I have one or two things that I found interesting and I say, hey, I got to bring that up. I got to bring that up and discuss. Like, the Prime Minister says the PMH is in crisis. I want to talk about that because that word crisis demands that something is urgent and that all the resources of the government must be done. And I want to talk about that. And also, the commissioner of police says that a boy of 15 brought a high-powered rifle, a high-powered gun to school. And when I read the article, I only think it's shake my head in disbelief. Also, I like to talk about how the commissioner of police said there's insufficient evidence in the Joe Beth Akobi case in terms of her accidentally hitting a police officer with their car. Insufficient evidence. I wanted to talk about that. And also, I want to continue a trend. Another trend that I've been talking about for the past 2-3 weeks. We're talking about whose tourism are we billing? Who are we billing this tourism for? And of course, we're talking Bay Street. And of course, we're talking about the downtown area. And of course, we're talking about Mike Mora's utterance inside the news. Because that vexed me a little. That's why I dedicated 2, 3, 4 shows on it just to hash things out, especially particular on what are we trying to do with this Bahamian tourism? What are we trying to create? And just recently, and that's where I'm going to start with. Just recently, I made a Facebook post, and I'm going to read it to you. And I wonder if Dwight Herring, because Dwight may have to guide me to see if I'm able to talk about this, because I am concerned. I'm trying to look on my Facebook page now, because I have 10 reasons why I think that Hubert Minnis, the last administration, made this mistake by signing a deal to have Royal Caribbean, the Royal Caribbean cruise line, to have their place over PI. And I'm trying to find it so I can read it to you, right? So bear with me for 2 seconds. That's when you post a lot, right? And right now, I can't find it, but I'll find it in time and then read that to you because I want my listening audience to engage me about it. I want you to explain to me, is this Royal Caribbean proposition, this theme park they're trying to build over PI, a good thing? And that's what I'm concerned with, right? So in the meantime, as I find that, right, I'm going to read something from the newspaper and get your commentary about that, right? The headline, boy, 15, carried a high-powered weapon onto school campus, Fernandez says, and Fernandez, the COP, the cop. He said, a 15-year-old carried a high-powered weapon onto a school campus 2 weeks ago after he had an altercation with another student. Police Commissioner Clayton Fernandez said, the young man is still in school. That's why I stopped right there. I couldn't read it. I threw the paper down after that. Said the young man is still in school after he took a high-powered weapon. And what he's taking a high-powered weapon to do? God only knows. But I know if he had an altercation and he took a high-powered weapon to school. What this boy intended to do? And what Fernando said, the newspaper goes on, he said, he appeared to be very angry for whatever reason, and we are paying attention to this. And it goes on and on. And I said, man, I can't read this flipping thing. This don't make no sense. How this boy could carry a gun to school, a high-powered gun to school, because he had an argument with someone, and he's going to do what he's going to do with this gun, and they still hovering around teasing people children. See, is this the commissioner we ever know? I see. I found that 10 reasons why this Royal Caribbean Paradise Island Beach Club House project will mash up Bay Street. That's what the topic I have on my Facebook page. I also want to read this also into the record, right? Clayton Fernando, Commissioner of the Police, says the matter involving Colby Davis is closed. And I'm grateful for that, you know, because I was wondering how long this matter is going to be open, because he promised before, like 2-3 times, that he's going to come and make an announcement about it. But almost a year later, Carnival come and Carnival gone and Carnival come again, that he is saying that the case is finally closed. But a phrase draw my attention when I chuckle again and said, this is the commissioner that we have. He said, the investigation into the claims that the Minister of Transport and Housing, Jobet Colby Davis, hit a police officer with a car last year has been closed, and see the power got me, due to insufficient evidence, according to Police Commissioner Clayton Fernando. Fernando said investigators in our legal team viewed the file and made that determination, and it goes on, right? And I'm trying to say, what the hell insufficient evidence means, right? I assume, and I know lawyer, and I, hopefully when lawyer call and they explain what insufficient evidence means, that a member of the police force, one of Clayton Fernandez's men, more likely made a claim where that warranted an investigation by the Royal Bahamas Police Force. There had to be a complainant, from what I'm understanding what insufficient evidence is. There was a complaint by a police officer saying that he was, Clayton Fernando used, okay, says that Jobet Colby Davis hit a police officer with a car last year, right? So, accident or not accident or not, he hit a policeman by the car and he made a complaint. And after the investigation, and I remember the police staff association said the good gentleman went to the police, to the hospital and had to take days off, that their investigation proved that is insufficient evidence to further the thing. Insufficient evidence. He didn't say that it didn't happen, I guess. But it was insufficient evidence to to continue. And I smiled. I said, Lord, that's our commissioner. But I see I have a caller here. And any minute now, I want to read that top 10 listing on why I believe the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line project over PI should not continue. I'm going to go into detail with that. Go ahead, producer. Pass the caller through. Go ahead.
Hey, Mary.
How you doing, man?
Richard, holding on. Blind one, Papa.
How you doing, Papa?
Richard, holding on. Thank God for life. You know, I wanted to say something to you about what I hear on the news, what the Prime Minister said, but first, I just want to announce or identify, I did call in to Aaron earlier, and I just want the world to know and the listeners to know that Aaron is one of my favorite talk show hosts on this. There's about 3 of them here so far.
Is one? Go ahead, finish.
You could direct to me, I'd listen to you when you do the other people, I'd like it, I sigh and all that, so you could do it, I enjoy it, so what you say just now?
I was actually, that's one of your top 3, that's what
I'm getting
asking.
There, brother.
I getting there.
Yeah, I'm being honest with you.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead, man.
And I want you to continue them. Seeing like I used Bremen and do that with me.
Do that with you, Tim. Okay, no problem. I don't want you to start saying that I pick on blind people.
Huh?
I don't want you to say I'd be picking on blind people.
No, you're good. You're my good book.
That's good.
You just saying you ain't in the tree yet.
I see that.
And that ain't important, man.
Okay.
Listen.
You throw the shade and now you're listening to it. Go ahead.
Like I was saying, Aaron. I always did like her. You know, even when she came out and said that she gay, I still love her.
Erin gay?
Yeah, I'm happy, but not like, and you know, so I have never tried to be rude to her. What I was doing just now is the same questions you asking. Mm. Listen to me. All I was saying, in other words, right? I believe that one of us was accused of touching a police officer. Mm-hmm. He'd been all strapped up. I don't know if the investigation would have taken so long. I was one of them who was PLP. And to believe that no one is above the law, it makes us feel like the minister was above the law. Now that it's a close, all I was saying that I guess they expect us to shut up.
Proper insufficient evidence.
Yeah, I guess insufficient evidence. We got to understand that. We got to lock that in our head. As much as we feel like too wrong to make a right, or feel like the long investigation shouldn't have been dragged for so long. I say now we got to shut up. And I say, like, the people who work in the Guardian, if they want a job from the government, like a contract like Juan McCartney, then you got to pass over them things. But on a serious note, right, and I guess joking with that, or I serious. On a serious note, the Prime Minister say, they don't do everything they could do with this immigration. They're doing everything. And if it's something what we could add to it or suggest to them, and I was waiting to hear the opposition. I thought the opposition leader then would have been saying something.
They are quiet.
Maybe, how you feel about us asking Biden, I mean, the President of the United States, or getting some enforcement to come over here to help us with the illegal immigrant problem? What I mean is, like, straight talking,
no.
And you can,
no.
Let's agree to disagree.
No.
I talk about, like, rounding up.
No.
You know, the illegals and stuff like that. I feel like we're so close to them, they and our family, it can be hard for us to enforce law. I believe they are a problem right now in some of these government ministries. Like I say, this is just a small fraction of them. The majority of them who are from foreign parentage and stuff, they love the Bahamas. They enforce the law.
Hmm.
But the couple who are doing it, it's making a mockery of the system. So I say bring in some enforcement from overseas or something to help with immigration.
No.
To deal with the illegal immigrant problem, but the influx of immigrants would come in here.
I hear you, Papa. I disagree.
That's just what's suggested. I gang up and listen to hear what you have to say. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks very much, Papa, for calling. It's always good. I hope one of these days I become one of your top three talk show hosts. But that's okay, you know. That's okay. I grow in. And I'm amongst other people top three. So I'm mad, but you blind. So you can't see. It was obvious. But that being said, right? I don't believe that we need foreign help in regards to enforcing our immigration laws. I think we just need to do it. I don't think we have the political will to address the issue at this present time. And in fact, I think that United States is one who is culpable to what is happening in Haiti at this present time. Because if they wanted to solve this, they can solve Haiti issue overnight. But they allowed it to fester and prolong, right? But I have another caller here. Pasha, call it through, their producer.
A pleasure. Good morning, Mr. Dury.
How you doing?
All right, Mr. Dury. I'd like you to give me a moment because I'd like to voice my opinion in regards to the hospital situation.
I'll do my best.
And
go ahead.
Yes, okay, Mr. Dury. A new dance in Austin, Louisiana. First of all, let me make a comment on something. Papa and I and Barrister J.D., I was on radio before all of them even came on Monday night with Steve McKinney and Tyson Forbes, when they started to speak and talk through 10 o'clock Monday nights and this. Before the radio stations was open, we used to have talk shows Monday nights. I was on radio talk shows before all of them came, but all respect to them and Papa know that. But what I'm saying is regards to the hospital now. Because I can say some other things that I really don't want to say on this radio. Because there's a lot of people feel it. That's how far back I go. But Mr. Dury, what I wanted to say in regards to the hospital is this. We have a big land mass of property right where they have Mr. Collins' house. You know where that is?
Yes, that's where they have...
Right.
No, hold on. No, you got to stop now. Because if you tell me you're going to put the hospital there, we can be vexed, because I don't hear that. That is for culture. Culture, culture trumps all of that. No, I don't want... Papa, it's for culture. It's for culture. Don't talk about it. It's for culture. That's important for who I am. I need to be identified as someone important. Now you're saying I'm no longer important, and you want to take it from me. It's for culture. It's going to be a museum. I don't want to be no place else other than a museum. Fix the museum. Put the museum there. Find someplace else for the hospital. Find another idea.
That's what
you
want.
You finish
with
that,
okay,
right?
Okay, leave it right there.
Good.
But what I'm saying is, I think the most important thing we need to deal with right now, first of all, because Mr. Pendleton said he was taking us to the police world. I think the health of the nation is the wealth of the nation. We've been patching the old clean Princess Margaret Hospital. Every little piece of cement drum down we've been patching from way back in 1953. When they named the hospital Princess Margaret Hospital after the Queen's sister. It's time now that that should be our first of our preference rather than building a new House of Assembly, a new central bank, a new post office, a new whatever government building they want to build. The first thing should be for this country is the citizens' health. Now find a piece of property somewhere where everybody got proper parking. An old man and old women, if they have to go to the hospital, they don't have to walk up hills. You know what it is, I'm a bad leg. And you have to walk up a hill to get to the hospital if you don't have no car. You can't get to the hospital. First of all, you can't have no parking space to the hospital. But they worry about all the other things. They travel all around the world. They live in the best hotels. They party. They spend all kinds of people money, having fun, going to every little meeting all around the world. But they can't find the money to build a hospital to serve the sick people of the country who pay all their money back to government every day of their life. So where will they find the property? We can always find time to build those other things. Because most of the other things their friends build, they'd be weak.
Yes, and I agree with you. We definitely need to address the hospital. And I'm going to go back to that. But now, one of the top things I want to talk about was the 10 reasons why me, C.A. Nuri, believe that this Royal Caribbean Paradise Island Beach Club House project is going to, what I call, mash up Bay Street. And I am concerned, and I need to voice this, because I need leaders of the country to listen to me. First of all, I vexed that Toby Smith, right? I'm not giving any brief for him, but either that he's Bahamian and that he put a proposal to create something there and that he's sidelined and proposed to a foreign project. I have an issue with that. And that needs to be discussed, why he was not considered and put in the front ground. We need to be able to empower Bahamians. But the first issue I have with the whole project is it's too big. The project where they advertise is too big, and I believe that it needs to be revised if they can consider it. It's too big. I am also concerned that the cruise ship passengers, right, they're going to be shipped via a boat to this place because there's no land access, right? I believe that this is going to disengage taxi drivers who tend to take people to tours, and I believe that should be something that needs to be discussed. And I'm surprised that no taxi union has brought this up as yet, right? I don't believe, me, C.A. Nuri, I don't believe that a foreign-owned tour should be competing with Bahamian tours. And I see it as a major obstruction to Bahamian tours. And I believe the government needs to understand what it is that they're going to do. I think the taxi drivers need to come and have a meeting with the Prime Minister. And, of course, the tour operators need to come and speak to the Prime Minister, right? I believe that in terms of these grandiose projects and that they're building now with all these theme parks is against what is Bahamiana and what it is that we supposed to be subscribing to in terms of describing what the Bahamas is. These big monstrosities and these big projects is not what the Bahamas supposed to be pursuing. And I am concerned about that. And I want our Prime Minister to listen to me regarding such, right? I am concerned, why do we need so much water parks? What are we trying to create? Are we going to be a Disney World of water parks? I am concerned about that. And I don't believe people are discussing this enough, right? I wanted to say that I know that a number of cruise ships, not saying that Royal Caribbean is guilty of this, but I know a number of cruise ships are writing and telling their passengers that don't come off the boat because Nassau has all kind of issues, right? And when I think that is an issue for cruise line, right? And then they put in their own tour, right? I'm sure the natural inclination is for them to just to give them the note and just take them to this island, separate us from getting access to these tourists, right? And I can always see, can you imagine you coming with your boat and then you see this big water park, theme park in paradise? I have issues with that. And I wanted to read that into the record because it makes me uneasy. And I think that more Bahamians need to be having a conversation about this before any final decision is made, because this isn't good for the Bahamian product that we're doing. And I'm still vexed. I'm still going to talk about Mike Morrow. I'm going to talk about him and his project at the port, because as a person who was be partnering with the government and partnering with Bay Street, I think he's partnering well. I think that he's only promoting the port and that he is attempting. I got to bring him on, you know. I got to challenge him because I am easy with his statements. Anyway, let me go back to the call on Lang and then go back to the list of things. But I wanted to vet. And I said, since I wrote it down on social media, let me bring it to the radio, that I ain't happy about this proposal with this Royal Caribbean. And I don't think it's good for the our tourism product for Bay Street. But let's go to the caller, our producer, Patrick Caller through.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great, man. It's good to vent every now and again. Get that out of your system.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, yes.
See, two things. First, I'm going to touch the same thing you're talking about, then I'll talk about the hospital for just a brief second. Mm-hmm. You know, if the port is being a multi-million, billion-dollar project that's out there, you're talking about how much they said it was, 25 million or billion?
Whatever it costs.
Okay, whatever it costs, right? You're doing all of that modernization of the port. And then you come out of that port, and you come on the Bay Street. But the way Bay Street is looking right now, unless you only intend that the people remain to the western side of Bay Street, that's all fine and good. But the second they explore and they decide to go east along Bay Street towards Paradise Island Bridge, that eyesore that we have up in there, I would have expected to hear some type of partnership, whereas the port would have either the government took it upon themselves to get the property owners from that side that begin to spruce up, clean up, knock down buildings and stuff to really create a mecca in our downtown, which is really the representative of the people of this country. Because if the first time visitors coming through the cruise port then goes on the Bay Street and see that in that condition, what kind of reflection is that on the people? It's not a good reflection. So what is the government's plan in getting the property owners to clean up the place and let's beautify downtown? That's the starting point. But we're not hearing any conversation. In closing, the last point with the hospital. I listened to Sparky, and Sparky is on to something. In fact, we've been speaking about this for quite some time now. Nassau does really need a second hospital outside of a third hospital outside of doctors and PMH, especially one in a strategic spot. I heard Sparky talk about the dilapidation apparently of PMH now in its current form. You see, we have this thing where we like to build infrastructure, but we have a very serious problem when it comes down to maintenance and preventative maintenance. That is where our fall down happened to be on just about every government building that I know of. You know, and to put another hospital perhaps somewhere in the center of the island or down south of the island is very beneficial for the citizenry, because PMH right now is stands. Yes, we can take care of anyone coming through the ports, anyone downtown in the hotels from Bahama or whatever. But when you talk about the citizen getting the proper service for the average citizen in the country, perhaps a hospital, let's say, for instance, as someone suggested earlier today, a town center mall, perhaps. You know, the facility is big enough to take another hospital. But I know that the political pundits will jump up, oh, well, it's Branson, their property, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's move out of that. Let's all this crown land we got then. How about the government then? Because the crown land falls under the purview of the prime minister's office. They could use a good piece of crown land there to build a new superstructure, a new hospital to deal with the citizens and any overflow in the event with the airport, for instance, having an emergency. Getting persons from the airport to that facility would be a lot quicker than getting them from the airport to PMH. But we do. There is the need for a third hospital, a third major hospital in Nassau proper, so we can get this thing done. Okay, thanks for taking my call, Steve.
Thanks very much. I see that the headline says the PMH in crisis. PM, heart-wrenching to see the state of the hospital. Right. I remember during.
If you'd like to make a call.
I remember during COVID, right. And the hospital was on lockdown and people were going to Princess Margaret Hospital, gasping for breath, gasping for oxygen. And they had the field hospital outside because the hospital ran out of space because the number of wards were down, right? And it started to rain, torrential rain, right? And you see that the persons who were waiting were getting drenched with water as rain fell down. We see that there was a hole inside of hospital that it was people getting wet. I mean, it's like an ocean running through it. And to see that the prime minister was in opposition and was watching this. We all knew the hospital is in crisis. We have been saying it for about 20 years now, right? To know that the prime minister is just doing his tour now and now realizing that it's in crisis. People need to be alarmed because something is wrong. And to know that just recently the Prime Minister has announced that the three things that he's going to be concentrating on will be crime, the economy, and education. That are the three main core levels he's going to be concentrating on, where all of his finances and energy is going to be vested in. The hospital and healthcare was not amongst that. So when you read crisis, you say, man, no, man, the whole health system is in crisis. And the idea that you mention it now means that nothing's going to be addressed because we know the three things you're going to be addressed. So I'm a little uneasy. I have one or two texts before I go to the call this deal. So it's a great show as usual. The PM will not listen to you because you don't fit the criteria. One, you ain't white. I'm just letting the texter know that I'm 1/400th Irish. Test myself, I'm 1/400th Irish, so therefore I can claim that I'm of mixed race. Therefore, the Prime Minister should be able to acknowledge me. And number two, the texter says, you don't have an accent. And three, your account don't have over $5 million. My account may don't even have $1,000 in it, but I understand. Let's see what other texts share before I go to Texas. Hi, Mr. Nuri. I believe that the hospital should stay right where it is and expand it to where the education building used to be. No, I don't want the education building used for that. That's for culture. The hospital should always be on high ground and to prevent flooding. We have technology that prevents flooding, man. I say take over where the Anglicans them own that thing and then expand the hospital there. I have another caller there. Let me patch you through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nui.
How you doing?
Yeah, right, man. With the favorite talk show thing, right, everybody should know. My favorite talk show host has come on once a week, Tuesday. You and Aaron are naughty, y'all battling, but I wouldn't give y'all the chronology, right? Because all of y'all, I like to conversate with y'all. Because I rarely disagree with what you're saying, but we have dissimilar consensus on a few things, right? But as regards to the PM, you know, the PM is a dread person, you know, but guess what happened, you know? I agree with you, you know, he knew what the condition was the hospital in because he went to the States, all right? So, you know, we don't have a state-of-the-art, and only politicians think they're smart. Now, here's where the problem lies with me and the PM and his statements concerning immigration. He could hear the voices and the people rallying around a certain foe, right? And they know what's on the ground. Let me tell you something, man. If you have no confidence, if you say that's all you could do, right, and you have no confidence that you could solve this migration crisis, and then the people have no confidence in you, then we need a vote of no confidence, because that's what it means to me, all right? You shouldn't even say that. And you know, you sound mellifluous and harmonious and et cetera, but and that's what I'm looking at. And then as far as healthcare, you know, these talk shows are nothing without Sparky, even though he's played on me sometimes in past for his narratives. But the thing is, we must remember that healthcare starts before you reach the hospital. Prevention, all right? Treatment, and then cure. Those are basic. Nothing to do with 52. Bless up.
Thanks very much. And I'm continuing reading the article about the high-powered weapon with a 15-year-old, right? And the more I read at it, and I start again questioning the competence of our commissioner of police. But I said, no, I can't do that because it just don't. Y'all got to go read The Guardian. Get The Guardian today and look for weapon. Fernanda says, boy who carried gun onto campus appeared to be very angry. And when you read it, you tell me what type of commissioner of police we have, right? You say, said the commissioner said, there was only one parent, that's the mother. The father is nowhere to be found. And social service right now, as we speak, is working along with that family to try assist and move that child from the life of crime and try to steer him in the right direction. The police commissioner said there was an increase in the use of high-powered weapons last year. A total of 307, ain't mentioned, but no formal arrests. Where he get the gun from? See, I don't understand. This is what kind of country? This place ain't real. That's our good commissioner right there. He ain't locking him up. He go to school with a high-powered weapon. He showed the gun in one big Magnum-type gun. But the pastor called it through. Let me speak. I just can't believe it. Pastor called it through there, producer. Can you hear
Hello?
Me? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Dury.
Yeah.
You something that's bad.
What I do now?
Man, I like what you said. Mm. I listened to you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Quincy Parker. What's his name? Pardon?
Quincy Parker.
With Quincy. And Quincy couldn't put you under the spell. You outdo him every time.
You see, he's trying to trap me. He's trying to trap me.
Oh, yeah, he tried. And a couple of times, he tried you. I listened.
Mm-hmm.
And you was on top of your game. Everything that you said yesterday, I am in agreement with you, including today.
That.
Like you say, there's some things we really need to do in this country. And I would tell you, the commissioner situation with the police and Joe Bed, that police should go up on charges for bringing those kind of false information.
Insufficient evidence to protect Christian.
Well, that's what he says. But if I go and make false allegation against a police officer, I didn't get me in trouble.
Mind you, the commission didn't say he was for all allegation. He said it was just insufficient evidence to pursue it.
Yeah, but we all know it. Only take a couple minutes to go there and get the records, and that was it.
Mind you, the police officer gone on sick leave and was out for weeks, whatever injury he got. But it was insufficient evidence that the injury was caused by the knockdown.
And then another thing, for all of last week, we were saying people who was coming from the other island, from the other place, with these work permit and stuff.
Me and Haiti.
And I have a couple on my phone, and some come from Andres, and some come from the next boat with the 390 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they mentioned, and I think the minister said it was one, but oh no, it was a couple there. Believe me, because that's what's happening now. Everybody come in, and they got their stuff in their pocket, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think we need to do some census in this country, because I did some work for a feeding program.
Mm-hmm.
And I was down in Bacardi Road. I didn't see no house, but I sure give a lot of boxes to people.
Yep.
Down that area.
Yep. Yep.
I can tell you like hundreds. Believe me.
I can believe that.
And everybody got a new ID. Can't speak no English, but they had the new ID.
I can talk about that as soon as you hang up. I can talk about that.
All right, bro. You have a good one today.
Yeah, man. Good.
All right.
I can read this text quick. It says, Mr. Nuri, you are good. You are in my top three. You get Sparky to agree to disagree. First time ever. So now I'm that person's top three. So I let him pop and realize, so at least somebody appreciate me. But recently I saw a report that says that in the Cowpin Road, Carmichael area, they're estimated that there are 10,000, let me see, I'm trying to get the right wording. Haitians with legal status, and they use the word Haitians. There are 10,000 Haitians living off Carmichael Road with legal status. That means they have a right to be in the Bahamas, who live in shanty towns. I think they use a different word. They didn't call it shanty towns. But that's not here nor there. My issue is, how is it that these people are able to get status in the Bahamas without having a place of residence? And now we complain about the shanty town when it's our government giving them permit to be here to live in the bush. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. I see we have another caller there. Let me answer that. Caller, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good day.
Hey, good day. How you doing, man?
Yeah, the last section in reference to international media, right? That's this right-wing international media speaker of this 10,000 people we work permit. Man, we have like the four largest communities and ghetto inner city communities don't have 10,000 workers. About me, voters. Could you imagine?
Mm.
You know, so all them poor people's jobs they taken away. But isn't neither here nor there. We know what's going on. This only benefits a particular class of people, right? But with this healthcare thing, we lack facilities, we lack hospital facilities, and we lack clinic facilities and what you call it, our professionals, nurses and doctors, all support staff. We lack these things in this country. You see, and I would think when the minister talk about them are seeking international finances, what is he talking about? Say that you seeking finances. Are you trying to say that you seeking some public-private partnership? Because that's all they're talking about today. Even this new bill with this, climate thing, right? That's about PPPs, public-private partnerships on steroids. That's all these people about, man. What we need in this country is progressive government, not conservative government. We need progressive government. We need progressive media in this country. We must. We can't say we have a progressive Liberal Party and we don't, or even a Free National Party and we don't. Come on, man. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for calling, right? Let's see what this text is saying right now. I'm being reminded that I need to be careful when analyzing legal matters, and I appreciate that. Sometimes I tend to forget. I tend to forget, you know, when this talk radio, it just takes things, spill off your mouth, and I need to be accountable, and I will do so. I will definitely do so. So I'm reading the text now to see if I'm able to go ahead with it. It says, Mr. Nuri, I do agree with you about the theme / water parks. We must remember that investors only want to invest in a bottom-line projects, unless we impose mandatory monetary attachments, support of our socialist infrastructure, then we are not making sense. And I agree with you, Texter. We see if we have another caller right here. There you go. Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, but how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How you doing?
I'm always great. You know something? I can keep telling you all this over and over. We need it as a model in the Moses school. They swear to leave to the queen, her heirs, and successors. They don't like us being famous, no. I don't know when BMA can see these things. Anybody comes in and do anything. But they put a gun on BMA and beat BMA to death. They got to get away from the bill of oil to do home repairs. But I ain't sorry for the BMA people. BMA people, there wasn't a lot of people talking to them. But they sit back down and they, you know, but I ain't sorry for them. Beat them to death at the learning center. Keep being passive and see if they get anything. Like, so let them tell us, my brother. If you fight Wisconsin, then you deserve that. But I ready. To fight for see, I got children and grandchildren. They can't buy land and I have groupons where they born. When they finish school now, they're cheap, you know. Now it's cheap. Carmichael, 5,000. Nassau, 2,500. Carmichael, 5,000. Carlava, 8,000. Now you try to buy this land. That's not right. It's not right. We need a business. Mind the muscle. Everybody over 75 years old, let's look here. But annoy you. See, I just want to lose. There's nothing new. I can tell you for who. Everybody running government out of the country, no. You running them out of the country. You running them out. It's only a matter of time for us to real be inside. And all them parliamentarians, they go to America to get checked up. They don't want our hospitals that conflict of interest in this land, the rough country. And be getting sick and tired, man. That's all I got to say for the time being, man.
I appreciate your call there. Says, next texter says, great show as usual. PMH has been in crisis for over 40 years. The PM... Can't be 40 years, man. It can't be that long. They say the PM would not know because the upper class people don't set foot in by around or over PMH. Great show as usual. Question, who is the child's parents? And two, did he make his party contributions. Oh, Lord, look where you're going. I am concerned. I am concerned. I see that they bring in social services into it. But my point is, he brought a high-powered weapon to school. What was his intent? And surely, just in the possession of a gun means that's 2 years, eh? Or that law change, right? Where he get the gun from? You just can't let him go back to school. I just don't know. I just don't know what type of... I just don't know, right? Next tester says, it's time we all stand with Lincoln Bain. This text will make no sense. We may not be perfect, or he may not be perfect like you and me, but he is on the right track and putting Bahamians first. Well, Texter, you should be happy I read that. Good morning. The country is a banana republic. No, we are not a banana republic. And it says that we're full of jokey leaders all around. We have some funny leaders, I must say. I do say. Good morning, Mr. Nuri. You're in my top three. I get another one. Top three talk hosts, except when you got them two women. No, don't, leave my guests alone. Leave my guests alone. Right? Let's see. This text says, stand with Lincoln Bean. Wow. You know, I can't read the rest of that text. You got to be nice. There's the next one saying, stand with Lincoln Bean. I guess every one of the COI is listening today because everyone typing in the team saying, stand with Lincoln Bean. That's a mantra now. I find it hard to believe the story of a boy with a high-powered weapon because no way Belinda Wilson, who speaks out on the least little thing, would have been carry on by now. You know, when you call Belinda Wilson's name six times, she appears. So I expect her to call any minute now about how a child who's 15, according to the Commissioner of Police, brought a high-powered weapon to the school, and the union, the teachers' union, have yet to speak on it. Are they concerned? And I'm sure, like I said, now that we call that's three times we call Belinda Wilson, that's four times name. Like I said, won't she say it six times? She will appear, and definitely she will be in the news, and more likely she'll call a talk show and tell you exactly what happened. So we just need to say Belinda Wilson name one more time after this, and I'll be six, and she will appear. So the good Belinda Windows. But anyway, it's time for the break. And for just to make it six time, Belinda Wilson needs to talk about how this boy, 15, had a high-powered weapon coming to school because he was vexed and that he's still in school. And the union talk with it yet, right? Belinda Wilson. But we'll be right back after this short break.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919.
Sarah, how are you doing?
Okay.
Are you sure? I noticed you've been down lately.
Yeah, sometimes I don't know. I can't really put into words how I'm feeling, but I know I don't feel like myself sometimes. There's just so much going on in my life. School, friends, sports. Sometimes I worry about different things and feel stressed.
I'm glad you're talking to me. And it's okay to talk about your feeling. It's normal to feel changes depending upon what's going on around you.
Yeah?
Of course. All of us should be concerned with our mental health and our well-being. Good mental health means that we can cope with our everyday stresses. You can talk to me anytime when you feel like it.
Okay. Make sure to base check and talk more often and take things from there.
Message is brought to you by PAHO WHO and the Ministry of Health and Wellness. The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio at AM with C.A. Nuri. And I'm having a discussion with things that is vexing me. And of course, it's Open Line Monday. And I mentioned that I am uneasy with this Royal Caribbean thing they plan to put over Paradise Island. And I give a whole 10 reasons why. And I think that Bahamians need to start making noise, or at least start analyzing it to see what is the benefit of bringing that here. I'm even concerned about, because I know on the private islands, the cruise ships can allow their workers on the cruise ship to come and serve, because technically the island, the private island, is an extension of the cruise ship. And I'm wondering, will that happen over PI? You know, does Nato and Cato them who wants a job, will they be overlooked by the Filipino guy who's serving on the boat? Can we say that y'all, since it's Nassau, yeah, people them got to stay on the boat because you can't work on this private island because the island ain't private. You know, this Nassau proper. You can't be serving nobody. See, I'm concerned about the whole project and nobody is going in detail exactly what all will be allowed to happen on this another theme park, right? So I until someone explained to me, I say no. Give Toby that and let him do one business for where all behemoths benefit one time. That's what I'm saying, right? And of course, I still plan to analyze Mike Morris' speech because I'm concerned about his partnership with Bay Street. I'm concerned. That's all I'm saying. I'm mad at him. I just saying I am concerned because it seems to me that his conversations are based on the port, right? That he is luring people to join the port and making sure it works, because now there's a bamboo shack there. I can't be advertising them. There's a chicken's place in there, right? So you don't have to go over the hill to go to that chicken place no more, right? There is the Junkanoo place. So Ali and them, you don't got to go to Ali and place no more. There is a confectionery. That's what they call it when they have candies. They're selling Benny cake and peanut cake. So you don't go to Mortimer to the kitchen no more, right? And I'm saying, this ain't what we signed up for. I thought we was trying to extend and develop downtown, not close people down, right? And I try to say, I need to have a conversation with Maura. If you hear me out there, I want to know, how is this helping us? You know, the port look nice, it look modern, look foreign, look like Florida, right? It look foreign, but how does it help Bay Street proper? How moving people from off of Bay Street into the port benefits us? Bay Street already is a ghost town. Why make it more ghostier? You know, that don't make no sense to me. So that's why I vex over these things, right? I expect that Belinda Wilson, Miss Wilson, will speak on this child with a gun. Did they mention what type of gun? I saw the big gun in there. It's a scary looking gun. And anyone know that me, I grown up off East Street, I scared a gun. So if the boy comes to school with that type of gun, he can take all of my lunch money. You see the picture of the gun? If you go and buy the Guardian, the front page, they have a picture of the gun with the 15-year-old boy come to school with, right? He ain't lock up or anything. He ain't lock up. We even know if they lock anybody up, where you get the gun from. I mean, I was going to ask him a question. Where you get this gun from? You find out, right? What you plan to do with it? You need counseling. You need God, boy. You know, because I've been angry a lot of times at school. And never in my life I decided to take anything. I could rock and could bottle them, but no, I just different. These churn, that's different. But it's a social services dealing with it. So I guess that's where we are. Again, another text about Lincoln Bean. I'm not going to read that, COI people. Good day, CA. You're cracking me up. LOL, let's stay it one more time. Belinda Wilson, I tell you, she's going to appear. I tell you, within today, Miss Wilson will be in the media talking about this by bringing a gun to school. You know, that's enough times we say it out loud. I have a number now. I could text her and say, man, how come you ain't saying nothing about this by bringing a gun to school near teachers? Surprise, right? Good morning, Brother Nuri. The government of the Bahamas wants us to remain a major third world country. We're a developing nation. We're not third world. This is why we have substandard conditions and immigration, an immigrant problem. Even the United States have immigrant problems, man. You can see even England. So, and they're supposed to be first world, right? We have been deceived by all governments and politicians. Very sad situation in 2023 from the mayor of Grand Bahama. And I always enjoy when I get a text from the mayor of Grand Bahama. He tends to say some interesting stuff, right? The Bahamas is a nation for sale. And no, we're not for nation of sale. I think we're a nation that haven't defined itself as yet. We don't know where we are heading. And as we plan and march towards our 50th independence celebration, we need to analyze what it is to be independent, what it is we want to show the world, what it is that we want the world mark our manner about. And we need some mantra and some inspirational words of where we are headed as a nation, right? I had a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt. Let's see if I can find that before the last 2 minutes happens. Eleanor Roosevelt quote on my Facebook status. Okay. Eleanor Roosevelt said, Eleanor Roosevelt in 1901 said, okay, great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people. I'm tired of talking about people, personalities. I'm tired of talking about what happened long time ago, different events. I want to talk about big ideas. Where we see the Bahamas? Where can we be in the next 5 years? What should we be doing? We need to have like a heads of agreement, like a head, come together and people talking. You know, the best in media, the best in accounting, the best in medicine, and talk about what we need to do to get the Bahamas to the next level. We need to have some serious conversation on where we see ourselves. Anyway, it's time for the news. Guiding Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.